One of the most exciting things about the Bunbury Regional Art Gallery is that it really is open to all sorts of artworks. Now, whether they be still, two-dimensional, three-dimensional, or moving. This year, under the direction of Joanne Bates, Bragg has really taken a new direction with incorporating a whole host of new events. And this weekend, you're in for a treat because one of our own artists who lives and works abroad has come home to present an incredibly unique work at Bragg. The work is called Skin, and it's a work in development that has its premiere tonight in Bunbury. And it's a really interesting work because it's a choreographic work that really challenges our perception of how movement works when your body isn't working in a way we expect it. We're going to hear more about it from the choreographer and the conceiver of this project, Renee Shadler. Very good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks so much for having me in.
It's great that you've been able to bring a work of this magnitude and such a unique work to your hometown of Bunbury. Tell us, what are we in store for? What is this work you're presenting tonight, Skin?
So Skin is still in development, so it's not quite a premiere yet, but we're getting very close. It's our fourth time working on the project, and I'm creating it in collaboration with Roland Walter. And Roland is 56 years old and has full body spastic paralysis, so he's in a wheelchair. In the performance, I at times become his legs. We become creatures together in one body, so we don't actually have the wheelchair in the performance, but we're looking at ways that we can manipulate our skin to connect with one another. So during the performance, we work especially with water because I'm 30 years old. I'll confess that on radio. And so I don't have quite as many wrinkles as Roland. And in water, my skin begins to wrinkle and Roland's muscle spasms relax. So we find a way of connecting with one another and also with the audience when we connect with them through the eyes, and we kind of all become in this space together, which is really beautiful in the dance studio at Bunbury Regional Art Gallery because it's such an intimate space.
Indeed it is. It is a beautiful venue. I love this idea that you've just mentioned that you are morphing your bodies, so two bodies become one. How did you conceive this idea, Renee? Where did this idea of working with someone with a full body spastic paralysis, how did that come into being?
So Roland actually saw my performance at the Berlin Performing Arts Festival in June last year, and he didn't leave the auditorium. He said, I want to work with you. And it took some time because of his spasms. It's also quite hard to understand his language.
So how much does it affect his ability to vocalise?
So he has spasms throughout his body, and that also includes internal organs and air when it's coming through the vocal cords. So it takes some time to understand, and we only work in German. So I'm actually based in Berlin and I've been there for 4 years, but I work quite internationally, so my German isn't so good. So Roland, it was a really wonderful moment actually. He just sat there in his wheelchair with his assistant and took some time to ask me to work with him. And at first I said, okay, like I'd worked with some companies with people with and without disabilities, but I wasn't quite sure I could take on choreographing a piece, a duet with the two of us. And then he saw a piece a few months later and again made the proposition. And then he came forward with this idea to work with Skin as two bodies, a duet, and found a small research grant so we could begin working. And my practice, choreographic practice, is about noticing changes. So I think about really thinking through the body rather than big virtuosic movements. I think more about connecting with people and using the body to communicate in a way that we would think of language. I think also you can think through different body parts. There's a huge amount of knowledge in our bodies, and I'm so enjoying discovering that. So it made sense with me then to work with water as a way to connect us and explore this idea of Skin and take it further to make it a piece that we can see on stage. And that's been a really wonderful process. I give a movement proposition to Roland and then he will perform that idea, and then I perform that idea back to him.
And how do you make that proposition? Is that a visual, you know, physical offer, or is it a verbal one?
Often it's also with videos, or I'll draw pictures. So we're working a lot with sea creatures. I'm really into this idea that the humans are also animals, you know, especially in this environmental conversation at the moment. Where is the hierarchies, you know? Are humans really at the top of the pyramid, or do sea anemones perhaps have something that we could learn from. So I would bring
We'd probably be a lot more chilled out if we could just embrace more of an aquatic creature.
Exactly. And especially with Bunbury being so close to the water, I think that's really nice. Like, we begin the piece in sleeping bags and kind of are sea slugs and come out of these sleeping bags. And that's also really nice that we start with an image where we're both equals, because I think as soon as you see the bodies, you see how different they are. So it's really a slow reveal of these bodies. And then once the bodies are revealed, they're really entangled. Like, I carry Roland. We've been working with a physiotherapist in Melbourne before we came to Bunbury. And we've found lots of ways of lifting each other up, and that he can also support me, because I think I have a lot to learn from Roland.
Wow. So how does he support you if he's not able to take his own full body weight?
We have a bench in the piece. Yeah, it's a trick, I would say.
Sounds amazing. It's such an intriguing approach to a work, to look at two bodies morphing into one when one is less abled. What have been some of the biggest challenges in working with someone with a full body paralysis?
I think the production side's been really hard, bringing Roland to Australia with his three assistants. We had 3 weeks in Melbourne at Lucy Gerning, a very well-known company there, and now coming to Bunbury, I'm self-produced, so I organise all my own projects, and I work in collaboration with international artists, but never an artist with this severe a disability. So I think that's been quite a big undertaking. And there are some things that get missed in communication. And so I think a lot of patience is involved. I think that's the biggest challenge, is just finding patience. And Roland's amazing for that, because he's dependent on assistance. He often just needs to sit and wait for the cup of tea, or trust that somebody will read a lot his eyes, because he communicates a lot through his eyes. So that's probably been the biggest challenge. Once we begin moving, it's very clear that our bodies trust each other. And yeah, there's a huge amount of trust, actually. It's quite slow, but yeah, the images that arise from that are really beautiful.
You're listening to ABC Southwest. My guest is Renee Shadler, who's originally from Bunbury, but she is a choreographer and performer based in Berlin who performs all around the world, and she has brought her latest work back home to Bunbury. It's a work in development which is being performed tonight at the Bunbury Regional Art Gallery. It's interesting to just hear about some of the challenges working with the other artist you're working with, Roland, who has this full body spastic paralysis. What about some of the joys and unexpected elements? What has surprised you and brought you a lot of joy out of the work you've done with Roland so far?
I think there's a great freedom in not needing to conform to what we expect. Often in creating a work for stage, there are certain things you come to notice and rely on, you know, whether that's a high kick with your legs or pieces of choreography in unison. I think these conventions when working with Roland, they don't exist, because one, they're impossible, and two, why do that when you can do something else, something that you wouldn't find with working with someone else? So this is very unique, and it gives me a lot of freedom to explore. For example, we have little mouth dances where we explore like being mermaids, because of course mermaids can't weight bear on their legs. And I work a lot with fantasy and images in all my pieces, and I just find this so inspiring to go that extra step.
Oh, I love hearing that the restrictions have helped create freedom. It's a beautiful artistic process to have something that forces you to make a new creative language. It's a beautiful process. Now, you mentioned that water appears in this performance, which you've called skin. How do you incorporate water within a small performance area that is that little room at the Bunbury Regional Art Galleries? It's a huge challenge. Not only do we all know as performers to avoid working with animals and children, but water's another huge challenge. How have you mastered this incredibly challenging element?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did have a 3x3 meter inflatable pool on stage for the first two developments in Germany. And that was really wonderful, because we had a frontal perspective to the piece. So the audience sat at one stage and you looked on the performance. And then halfway through, we'd invite audiences to come on stage, and there were buckets of warm water seated in the seating bank, and they would fill the pool. And then the piece would kind of take place in the pool with the audience sitting around. And then we got to Melbourne, and I was quite attached to this idea because it's so intimate and beautiful. And then we were working in this very luscious dance studio with a sprung floor, and they said, no, this OH&S is absolutely
no
crazy.
No water.
Yeah, no water. And I was like, how much water? And they go, oh, half a bucket. And I was like, oh, that's a lot different to a 3x3 meter pool. So we adapted it to now having, we have a water bottle that's a classic plastic water bottle that actually Roland gives me water from. That's also very special because he's always being given water, and then he gives it to somebody else, and there's a lot of strain in his body. So we have to also witness that, the challenge of this kind of very pedestrian movement. And then in the second part, we have a small glass bowl of water that I shine lights through, and I actually put my foot in it, and you begin to see how big a human foot is. And we shine the lights through the water, and that's a really nice place that then the water reflections also incorporate the audience. So we get this really nice moment when we're all in the same world. And I think that's quite important because we're all different. And I think that's something I've also learned with Roland. Like, I do too much, you know, a classic independent artist. I just work too much. And this I would consider a disability in the way that Roland wears his disability on the outside physically. I think we all have these things. Of course, they're different scales and they have different limitations. But this is really nice. And I think that's a really strong moment in the piece where you realize that actually we're all in this together.
And this is the magic of contemporary dance, to prompt us to have these realizations. And I love when you were mentioning saying, you know, wow, that's how big a human foot can be. I mean, to go from a very literal physical moment of realization in a dance work, which then catapults you into a bigger, wow, and then how big am I? And where do I fit in this? You know, all of those big existential questions that can come from the way you've placed a foot against another. This is the joy of modern dance. What is it that you hope the audience will leave with? What kind of emotion or response would you feel you've succeeded if you could know that they've left the performance space with a certain emotion or reaction? What would that be?
That's a very good question. We've had 3 showings so far, so 1 in Berlin, 1 in Hamburg and 1 in Melbourne, and they've all had a question and answer session at the end. And I think that's really important for the work also to understand, because people see it and they're so amazed by the fact that these two bodies are so similar but then so different. You know, I was very nervous about, am I imitating a body of somebody that has a disability? But it's a world that we've created, and I love that the audience can sit there and go into this imaginary world and everything else falls away, and they're just spellbound by these two bodies that are in harmony but then so different. And there are these really beautiful moments of intimacy where Roland, for example, strokes my arm and we take some time with it. This, I think, stays with you for a long time, and perhaps then you go home and you have a shower and you think about your arm in a different way, or you see someone in the street and you realise that, yeah, we've all got skin. It's very simple.
To bring democracy through art, it's a real joy. Renee Shadler, what's next on the cards for you? You were saying you always keep yourself busy, so you're back home, as we heard, after workshopping this in various parts of Europe. Where to from here, both with this project and then beyond?
So after this, I'm actually going down to Donnelly River for Bunbury Regional Entertainment Centre and Performing Lines Regional Residency. So I'm really committed at the moment to finding ways of connecting Western Australia and especially Bunbury back into this kind of international dance network, even though I understand that dance is very challenging for audiences. I'm also taking responsibility in that and finding ways of sharing my work in a way that's more open and
how
generous.
How do you do that? How do you open up your work to audiences that might not be au fait with it? How do you do that?
This has actually been a wonderful conversation with Bragg, actually. So we've had a 4-day residency as part of the Skin Project, and the studio is always open. So people come in and they chat. They step on light sometimes on the floor, which I go, oh no, but this is really incredible that the space is that open. You can literally just like walk on stage and have a talk to us. And we have a workshop in the morning, 10 to 1, which everyone's welcome to come to today. And then there's an artist talk at 2 p.m. and then the performance at 7:30. So it's really about making the process as transparent as possible.
So this workshop is happening today.
So it's really a movement workshop that's quite led, and then it has some improvisations for you to discover your own creativity.
Are you hoping that people will have some background in performance to take part in this workshop, or is this really for anyone?
It's really for anyone. I mean, it's in a way, it's not for anyone because I think there's a very limited amount of people that would attend. But I think if you're going to turn up at 10 a.m., you're already the right person.
We have an incredibly diverse range of people listening to ABC Southwest. This might be your day to try something new. Come and meet Renee. She is willing to share her process with you. It's happening at 10 o'clock, the workshop, through to 1, and that's at the Bunbury Regional Art Gallery. And then that performance will take place at 7:30 tonight, followed by a question and answer session with Renee and Roland, who I presume you'll translate for, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's got a lot to say.
What a magical project. So special. People of the Southwest, it's not often that you get to see artists of such international acclaim come into our patch and make this so accessible to our audience. So come along and support it. 7:30 tonight is the show. Renee, thank you so much for coming in and saying g'day.
Thank you. It was a lovely talk. I really appreciate it.
We look forward to hearing just where this project goes, because as you said, this is not its official premiere. It's kind of work in progress, and this will return to Germany and
hopefully back to both Western Australia and Melbourne.